Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Is in this case, Trump is right. I mean, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the fact that we are actually talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom leaves me in utter disbelief. I mean, the arguments today did in fact capture all the problems here. You know, you had this misdemeanor under state law where that had run out. This is going back to related to the 2016 election. And they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist. The Department of Justice doesn't view it this way. But
How about that? That, of course, is we love getting him on all the time, Jonathan Turley, analyzing what's going on in a New York courtroom this morning. Where in a few minutes, they will have a hearing to determine if Donald Trump should be held in contempt and fined $10,000. It's like it's anything they can do to rub his nose in it just a little bit more, isn't it?
Yeah, it's laughable at this point.
It is. It really is something to watch. Anyway, glad you're back with us here on the show this morning. And we want to get a little analysis on that from our friend Mark Lotter, who former special assistant to President Trump and with, of course, America First Policy Institute. Mark, how are you?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. Thanks for giving us a minute this morning. We appreciate that. What are your thoughts on this trial, where it's going, how the jury selection went, and what kind of a chance you think President Trump has here?
Well, I mean, this thing fits the very definition of trumped up charges.
Yeah.
I mean, as Jonathan Turley so brilliantly pointed out, look, this is a misdemeanor bookkeeping issue, which the statute of limitations had run out on. But it's important because, you know, what they're trying to do is say that this was part of a conspiracy to violate federal law, which the federal government investigated and never charged.
Yes. Yeah. And
the federal government didn't say that this was a crime, and yet they're alleging a conspiracy for a crime that didn't exist.
The point they made was lots of people sign NDAs. Bill Clinton is famous for paying Paula Jones $850,000 to go away. A lot of people do this. And a lot of people try to do things that will influence the outcome of elections. He wasn't buying votes. He's by far the first politician to do this, including John Edwards, right?
Well, yeah, John Edwards was actually charged by the federal government for doing this because he used campaign funds for this.
Right.
Now, the jury, it was a hung jury, and they never decided to refile the charges. But clearly, the federal government viewed the use of campaign funds to pay these kinds of payments was illegal, even though obviously he was not convicted by a jury. Well, Donald Trump didn't use campaign funds for this. I mean, so he didn't violate the federal law.
Right.
And again, they didn't charge him, but now there's some grand conspiracy in New York. And the thing that really irks me, and with this judge and this whole contempt thing, I mean, think about this for a minute. This judge has threatened to send Donald Trump to Rikers Island to jail if he attends his son's high school graduation, yet also in Manhattan, in the same jurisdiction, you can be a Biden illegal, beat up NYPD officers, get let out of jail and with no bond and allowed to travel anywhere in the country you want at taxpayer expense.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's completely upside down. With this having to be unanimous with the jury, do you feel like Donald Trump will get away with, you know, being found not guilty? Or you think they're going to end up saying, yeah, you're guilty of this?
Well, you never know. I mean, it's New York. But I would hope that, and there are a couple of lawyers on there, there are a couple of educated professionals on there, that you would think that if, you know, if his lawyers can make the case, and if they truly say and have an open mind, they'll be like, wait a minute, this wasn't a federal crime. So therefore, you can't have a conspiracy to do it. Therefore, it is a misdemeanor bookkeeping issue, which, I mean, even if they convict him of a misdemeanor bookkeeping issue, big deal. But I mean, it's the statute of limitations has run out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I mean, this thing is just entirely a joke designed to get him in court four days a week so he can't be on the campaign trail.
Right.
Well, I wanted to play for you the soundbite on a different issue from Joe Biden yesterday. When he was asked about these protests that are going on colleges all across the country, including up at Columbia, where I think they've got 100 more people camped out this morning. This is what the president's reaction was, Mark.
And the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
So is that the equivalent of saying there are good people on both sides of this?
That's the way I would read it. Look, you know, there's only one right side on terrorism, and that's being against it.
Yes.
And what you see being done on these campuses by the woke radical left, and the Democrat Party. I mean, there's nobody out there with MAGA hats on. Let's be honest, because, you know, we know what side folks are, you know, who support Israel, support the war on terror. I mean, Israel was attacked. And think about this again for a moment. Ukraine is attacked by and invaded by its neighbor, and we must give unlimited funds and fund their war, you know, blank check, as long as they're willing to fight. Israel is attacked, and they are the ones who are told, you must have a ceasefire. You must stand down. We're going to tell you you can't strike back, or tell you when and how you can strike back. And to me, there's only two possible reasons for why we are told we must fund the war in Ukraine and not support Israel. And that's either anti-Semitism or politics. And I accuse Joe Biden of both.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Mark Lotter, thank you for your time this morning.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you guys.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. Good to get him on here and get his perspective on what's going on.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.